Blog Talk Radio.
AMC.
Frodo, Allison, Heather, Shirley, Chris, Lashana. They're never afraid to speak their mind. AMC Press Live. Go!
Hey guys, it's AMC Press time. I'm Toku, as y'all know. We got Allison. We got Chris. And
hey.
Here comes Shirley.
Yo.
And hopefully we got our other two coming in. But I do want to make notice of one thing. We're aware of the chat room problems. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's causing it. But tonight we're just going to run an episode kind of independent of the chat room because we have to.
Yeah,
you know,
that's what we could do.
I mean, I'm sorry we're not going to have any host-to-chat interaction, but it's good to see you're all still here. Good to see you're all alive. And, you know,
if they do want to interact, they can also go on the like page and leave us feedback. There is that.
Or you could call in. I mean, we're always open for calls, so if you guys want to put your opinions out there, call in.
I'm giving options for those who may not want to call in either, so.
Mm-hmm.
True. So we have plenty of options.
We'll make try, too.
It's just, tonight it seems the chat room's a little fucked up. I really don't want to burn another episode because of Blog Talk issues. So let's just push right through and get this shit going. And as always, our fashionably late little fashion designer just popped in.
Okay, does anyone chat in the chat room? I can't type at all.
That's what we were just talking about, Heather. It looks like the chat room is having some severe issues. So tonight, if you guys, like I was saying, I'm explaining it now to Heather. If you guys want to contact us, get a hold of us.
Yes.
We're always available.
Or better yet, go to Blog Talk Radio on Facebook and tell them what you think of them and what is going on. I'm getting sick and tired of this bullshit.
I agree, but we gotta deal with it.
It's not going to do us any good or anyone else.
Yeah.
So, I know that this kind of spoils one question I had, but, you know, we can all discuss it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I asked everyone in the chat room a question. I mean, not in our pre-show meeting. The question is really quite philosophical and very interesting, and I'd really like people to call in for this one. But here's the question. Would you, knowing that the chances of you ever getting back to Earth are about 1 in 250 trillion, would you ever take the first human space flight to Mars?
No. I feel it would be a no on my end unless it had a Terra plane. Or you know what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, to me personally, and I discussed this with you guys in the screening room, I don't know if I'd do Mars, but I do know one thing I'd go for.
Which is?
If someone said they were developing the first Earth warp ship, I'd be like, Gabe, take me. I'm good.
I would like to do that. I would honestly feel Mars most likely would be a no, since there's no way of anyone creating, like, a, having any form of life.
Well, if you terraform it, you could.
Right, but how... But there's the whole chance of how long would that take, too.
Terraforming involves... Well, the theory behind terraforming involves dropping algae into the atmosphere, and the algae eat up the carbon dioxide that exists in the atmosphere and pump out oxygen.
I feel, in my own opinion, I would like to be on the first... I would like to be on the first, like, almost like Caraventure in Power Rangers Lost Galaxy. Because that kind of, having a city in space, I would be all up for it.
I would be too, but like I said, I think the real big leap for everyone would be the first faster than light ship. Just think about this for a minute.
I think I would jump on that one, too.
Have you ever watched Star Trek?
I watched a little bit, especially since...
Okay. In Star Trek, the person who created, who invented warp drive, his name is Zefram Cochrane in the show and the movies, is lauded as a hero to Earth. And he's literally the most famous person in the Federation ever. So...
Wow.
I mean, to be one of the first people to go faster than the speed of light, it would be a huge honor. I mean, you'd have your names put out.
I would enjoy doing that. I would be a part of that. Even though I probably won't be able to do much, but there's that whole thing of, oh, people will need, there's that chance where everyday people could also experience it too. And learn a trade.
Right, but I just think it would be awesome. I don't know. Does anyone else agree with me here?
I agree. Of course.
Chris?
You know, I don't think I would go for the whole Mars thing, because once again, I'm going to agree with Allison there. I'd rather it have some water and some terraforming before I go onto a planet I know for sure I can't breathe without a helmet. But I really like the idea of a city in space, kind of like Terraventure. That would be kind of cool. Though I think I'm going to have to go with something one better. I'm going to have to one-up this one pretty good. I would have to take what you want to do, Frodo, with the faster-than-light ship. And I would want to be the first guy to take that faster-than-light ship, go to, now, I think it was either last, yeah, I think it was last week, NASA discovered three giant Earth-like planets in a nearby solar system.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to take that faster-than-light ship and go travel to those planets just to prove that there are other planets like Earth.
Heather?
Yeah?
Do you have an opinion?
I think I just said it.
No, I'm asking you, seriously. Would you rather go to Mars? Would you rather go to the first faster-than-light ship, or what would you rather do?
I don't know. I'd rather stay here, I think.
Heather has no sense of adventure.
Yeah, Heather's a little homebody. She loves her cats. She's AMC Press's crazy cat lady. Yeah.
Well, seeing we're on the subject of I guess you could say science and modern marvels for our show tonight. I've got a news story that I told everybody about earlier in the pre-show, but I'm sure the listeners, and especially those who listen to our Bully Review and our Bully Retrospective, would love to hear this
and our suicide episode.
Oh, and our suicide episode as well. And for all of those who do listen to us on the Stand for the Silent group on Facebook, I posted this link as well, and I also posted it on the like page for AMC Press also on Facebook. There is a company currently developing bulletproof school uniforms, and they are currently testing them. So, yeah, that's a really big, like, jump in protecting kids in school. I mean, if this pans out to actually be feasible and works, wow, I mean, holy crap.
Which,
yeah.
It also saves lives, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and here's my thought about this. And this is just what I think. If you really want to protect kids, and I'm not trying to be an over-alarmist here, but seriously, if you really want to protect kids from stuff like crazy school shooters, what you got to do, in my opinion, is maybe lace all children's clothing with Kevlar.
That's not a bad idea either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that way, no matter where they are, they're protected from getting shot. But the only thing is, you get shot in the head, you're pretty much dead.
Yeah.
But, you know, seriously, it makes sense to do that because, you know,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Well, I'm not disagreeing with you. I think that's a great idea, too. And if this company pans out that these bulletproof school uniforms work, you know, that would probably be the very next step would be, you know, protective clothing for kids. And that would not be that. I don't think that's very far off at all.
No,
that makes logical sense.
It makes perfect sense.
I mean, hell, hypothetically, you guys, let's just say you have a kid, Heather. I'll just throw you under the bus for once. Sorry. I'm just thinking about the name of what I just said. But I'm throwing Heather under the bus. Let's say you have a kid and you find out that they have Kevlar-laced clothing. Yeah, it may cost another 10-20 bucks for a shirt, but honestly, Heather, would you buy it?
I don't know for sure.
You don't get what I'm saying. It's all hypothetical.
Like I said, I don't know for sure if I would or not.
I mean, it would cost more, yeah, but it would also give you a sense of, you know, assuredness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Just an idea.
Okay, I've... I have another one that just popped up on my radar, you guys. I think this one kind of goes a little weird off the deep end as far as technology goes. But, hey, it's something that just kind of came across my screen. How would you guys like edible spoons?
Okay. Edible what?
Edible spoons. The company known as Triangle Tree is releasing a spicy, sweet, and plain flavored edible spoon. It is, I'm trying to see what it's actually made of. Give me one second.
If you say corn, I'm going to say, God damn it.
I don't think it would be made out of corn.
Corn makes sense, though.
Okay, here it is. The recipe for this, it's all organic. It's corn flour, whole wheat flour, baking powder, sugar, salt, eggs, separated milk, spices, and herbs.
Well, it looks like I was partially right.
Yeah. And apparently they are marketing these as earth-friendly items because they are edible and biodegradable. They are, like I said, they're coming out with three flavors, plain, spicy, and sweet. And, I'm probably going to link this in the in the Facebook group for AMC Press Live. I'm going to post that in the like page because this is kind of interesting. I mean, this is the first I've ever seen of anything like this.
That's the first time I'm actually hearing about it.
So what's next? Edible swords?
I don't see that happening. I'm sorry.
I hope not, because I don't want my sword to become edible and not be able to do what I need it to do, you know?
Yes.
That's all I've got as far as little tech gadget news stories right now.
But there is something that I thought of during the I think most people might be floored at. I found an article on the Huffington Post that posed a question.
Johnny! If you guys look in the chat room, Johnny just got to be a smartass.
But the chat room's not working.
Not the chat room, the group.
What would you guys think?
Well, I do really wonder about one thing. What do you guys think the next advancement for space travel is going to be?
I don't know. I'm going to have to say my money is going to be on one of the independent space companies like, what is it called? Isn't it SpaceX, I think it's called?
Yeah.
SpaceX. They've got a lot of, I think they're the ones who are the most advanced as far as what they're looking at as far as the next space technology, because I've heard hide nor hair of nothing out of NASA as of recent, as far as their, what was it called, the Orion Project?
You know, I've been hearing that someone is trying to build a full life-size NCC-1701.
Oh, God. Well, if you can figure out warp drive, hey, I'm not going to be the one to say anything.
Hey, if you figure out warp drive, I'll accommodate. I'll make up a cabin.
I wouldn't put it past you.
No, you shouldn't, because I'm the smartass that would love to go into space.
I could, yeah, I know.
So, anyway, what else do we have? Well, we could make... Go ahead.
I've been looking at apartments lately because I want to move out of this apartment by, hopefully, either next month or the month after because my lease is up next month. So I'm getting out of this hellhole. So I've been looking at apartments online, and I just found one called 1180 on 1180rentals.com. And if I could afford moving to New Jersey, I would, because this apartment complex is, oh my God. It has, and amenities include a private lounge with billiard table and flat screen TV, private four-lane bowling alley, multimedia entertainment room with flat screen TV, PlayStation, Xbox 360, indoor half-court basketball, 24-hour concierge doorman, and comprehensive state-of-the-art security with CCTV monitoring and key fob access. Yeah, if I could afford it, I would love to move here.
I probably would. If I had the money, I would. But just with hearing the amenities, I think I would be like, okay, if I could afford it, I would be on that, like, quicker than I would even think.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
There's even a
okay,
state,
Johnny.
There's even a state-of-the-art health club. There's even a state-of-the-art health club with men's and women's locker room, steam room, and sauna.
Ooh.
Well, now we know okay. Where Heather's going to move to when she gets rich.
Johnny just put a link in the chat room. I mean, not in the chat room, in the group, sorry. I keep forgetting that the chat room is down. Anyway, he just put a link in the group, and it reminded me that we do have one more story to cover, for sure. Now, answer me this question. How lazy are Americans?
Very.
Chris?
Well, okay, let's actually go specific with this, Frodo, because you and I know these kind of people. How lazy are gamers at times?
I am a gamer. Hardcore gamer, and honestly, when I'm in a gaming mood, I don't care about anything. But anyway,
so you wouldn't eat if you were gaming for like 10 hours straight.
I wouldn't like to get up to answer the door. I can tell you that much. But I can say. That now Microsoft and Pizza Hut are taking this whole app thing to a whole new level. We're talking about them putting an app on Xbox for Pizza Hut where you're in-game, let's say you're doing a shit ton of zombie killing, and you drop into the dashboard after a match, you go to this app, you say, yo, you hit a couple buttons to make a quick order, you put special instruction, yeah, just come in the bedroom, I'm right here, I'll pay you when you get in, you know, and 30 minutes later, a hot steaming pizza arrives right in your bedroom and you just flip out $20 to the delivery guy. Answer me this. Why the fuck, Microsoft, first off, are you doing that? And second off, pretty good idea, actually, to capitalize on the laziness of Americans. I mean, this is one of those things that is good and bad because, you know, it's a good way for Microsoft and Pizza Hut to make money.
I don't want to stand up and go to my door, so I'm going to give them orders to come in and walk to my room and put the pizza down.
And, you know, it really is intelligent marketing, but it's also really stupid.
You don't know to be going into your home. That's just me.
You know there's gonna be a person who's gonna literally use that app and say, "Oh, by the way, the door is unlocked. Just walk in, give me the pizza, and I'll give you the money."
That's not fair. If I was the person, I wouldn't want anyone walking in.
You know, Janet?
Yes?
None of us can use the chat. That's why we're kind of using the group as a substitute.
Okay. All right. As long as it's not me.
It is you, believe you me.
I hate it when my pet decides to be a pain in the ass.
Well,
okay.
So I asked a question earlier that we discussed in the chat in the pre-show, but if you all put out your answer live, you can. Surely.
Hey.
You there?
Yes, I'm here.
So I'm going to ask both of you since Shirley didn't answer earlier.
Oh.
Would you rather go to Mars or would you rather be the first person to be in a warp-powered starship?
Personally, I take the starship. I think it'd be a lot more fun. You know, if you get to travel all over the place and such.
Not to forget, if a warp-powered starship could have, like, could also be home for people, for average people, be almost like a terror venture from Power Rangers. For those who don't, who aren't fans of Power Rangers, I'm sorry. That's the one thing I can relate it to.
But anyway, so, and then we were talking about what the kids getting bulletproof shirts and pants for in case of a school shooter. What do you think?
I think there's a way to do it. I think it's a good idea because there's been way too many shootings at schools.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been way too many shootings at school. Too many kids have died. There has got to be a technology out there somewhere that can be modified to save kids' lives.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a lighter version of Kevlar. Although with the weapons out there, I don't even think Kevlar would do any good.
Well, we can try.
So, hey, Frodo, you know, I just found another news story for you.
Go ahead.
Well, actually, I think I'm going to dedicate this one to Heather because I know Heather was looking at a bicycle the other day, weren't you?
Yep.
Well, if you ever decide to buy a bicycle, and you've got a smartphone, guess what? There is a pedal-powered charger now for your phone that hooks onto your bicycle.
What?
Yep.
Oh, man. I have heard about, you know, if you want to watch TV and you're on an exercise bike, the more you pedal, the more you get to watch TV. I think I've heard of that technology before, but a bicycle?
Yep. This is, it's called the Atom. It's a lightweight, high-efficiency bicycle generator that can charge your mobile device while you pedal, and also the fact that it also is detachable, so you can also use it as a battery pack for a phone as well.
Okay, what is it called?
It is called the Atom. I will go ahead and link this in the group page on Facebook because this is kind of cool. But now we're getting you can power your smartphone or your mobile device with your bicycle. I kind of like that.
That's really cool. I would like that.
Oh boy, I just hit another one. I think I just found something Frodo wants.
I just posted a link. It's completely off topic of what you're talking about. A certain booger is catching flack.
Again?
Of course.
This is in the British tabloid The Sun. And it was, since it's Wednesday over there now, it's not quite our tomorrow yet, but
mm-hmm.
It's Wednesday, April 24th, it's The Sun. But I don't care. Now, Anne Frank was a very brave girl. Her and her family were. You know?
Well, if you're going to discuss something about Anne Frank, and we all know where that leads.
We already discussed that, too, so. Yes.
We discussed that one yesterday. I'm talking about the new one that was posted by Johnny.
Oh, okay. About him having issues with he doesn't want to help out his family.
That was Einstein that posted that one. But yeah. How sick can a person be? Oh, wait. Hold on, guys.
I'm holding. Not very tight, though.
Go figure.
So, guys, guess what?
What?
Avon calling.
Nope, not Avon. Swigs.
Hey,
hi, Swigs.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Good.
Fine,
it was weird
you?
Not being able to interact with you guys in the chat room since it's down and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Blog
we
Talk
can't...
Radio needs to get their shit together, people.
They do.
Well, they do, but it's better than Spreaker, at least. At least here we can actually interact with our fans.
That's true.
That's true.
Sigglestick. So.
Peter Ray.
Yep.
So, nice to have you come on, Wig. So, do you have any comments about what we've discussed so far?
As far as traveling to Mars, I pretty much agree with Heather. I would definitely rather stay here.
Exactly.
And I think humanity just has to get its shit together before we even think about going to another planet or anything.
United States is falling apart as a state. I'm sorry to say that, but it's true. So.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Swig.
What?
We do have some good news from the group.
What's that?
Gay marriage in France is now fully legal.
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm proud to be French, so, yeah.
Vive la France!
I added something to the blog, too, about Leonardo DiCaprio. He donated $160,000 to gay rights.
Yeah, wasn't that a GLAAD, like, award or event or something?
Yeah, it was a GLAAD, let me see if I can find the article, but it's the GLAAD Media Award.
Yeah.
It was $61,000 to support gay rights.
Oh. That's still very nice, right?
Oh, yeah.
Huge.
Okay, I'm looking at our blog, and Heather's went a little happy with one certain celebrity.
Amanda Bynes. Yeah. That chick is a train wreck. I'm sorry, but she is.
Is she really actually crazy, or is she just doing it for the press?
I don't know.
If you look at the blog, there is a video of her getting ready to do something.
Yeah, I saw her. She's, like, making faces or something like that.
Yeah, I was like...
But, I mean, isn't that what she did on her show that she had on Nickelodeon? So, I mean, it's not really that far of a stretch, if you think about it.
True, but, you know, it's still like, who, what?
Yeah, if you look at the video, look at her facial expression, and it looks like she is high on something.
She doesn't smoke weed, does she?
I think, she claims that she doesn't smoke weed, but she smokes tobacco. I'm like, come on. You look like you're high. Who do you think you're fooling? I had a brother-in-law, God bless his soul, he's my ex-brother-in-law now. He smoked pot, and I really have nothing against that, but as long as he didn't smoke it around the kids, his two daughters, I was okay with it. And every time he told me, oh, I quit smoking pot, I looked at him and said, are you freaking kidding me? Your eyes are bloodshot. You're trying to fool me? Really?
Maybe he was just really tired and didn't get enough sleep a lot.
And his apartment smelled like pot.
Oh, that smell is not hard to miss.
certain
family member. I knew people who smoked that shit. I could tell it a mile away. I swear.
Well, I personally don't have any guff about it because, quite honestly, it's a lot safer than 90% of the other drugs you got out there. I mean, look at heroin and cigarettes. I mean, seriously, that's the shit that kills. I mean, in order to be killed by an overdose of marijuana, you literally have to pass a medium-sized house. We're talking probably 500, 600 square feet or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
The basement of that house, solid, and we're talking brick style, which is nothing but weed, and smoke that all in less than a day. It ain't, it's physically impossible to overdose.
Yeah, I honestly had out with my brother-in-law a couple weeks ago. I still call my brother, even though he's divorced my sister. He called me up and he said, I get to party tonight. The kids are with their mother tonight. And his way of partying is getting high and getting drunk. I'm like, okay, whatever. As long as you don't have the kids, I'm fine with it. It's your life, dude.
But, I mean, if you think about it logically, there really is no reason why that
shouldn't be
illegal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, why it is illegal, you know? It's just, I don't know. I think I'm just, I won't mince words, though. I am a supporter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am a supporter of marijuana legalization. But, you know, I don't think there's any reason why it should be illegal in the first place.
I mean, especially if you have doctors prescribing it for patients that are in pain and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, I don't think Even Dan Twig, I don't... Go ahead.
Cancer, it also has helped cancer patients, too.
And glaucoma. I mean, legally speaking, if I were in, like, Cali right now, California, or, you know, those states that have it legalized for medical use, I could use it. Because I have glaucoma. You know, but unluckily for me, I'm in the middle of the red country in the middle of bumfuck Egypt.
if you were able to go to Michigan, you would have they have legal medical marijuana. So
I didn't know it was legalized in Michigan.
I have a few friends that I know.
They just passed a law for marijuana dispensaries here in Arizona. But our governor still has her head up her butt and is fighting. No, Jan Brewer's a... I'd rather not say. Let's just say
a miserable C.
She's something like that. Right. Right, Swids. But we finally got the medical dispensary, the medical marijuana dispensaries here. We got a friend that has a prescription for it. I know someone who has a prescription for it, so. I don't know why it's not legalized more, you know. If they legalized it, it wouldn't be sold on the streets so much.
Well,
yeah.
You know, here's the thing. Now, I don't think that we need to have, like, tobacco companies doing this, but I do think that somehow someone needs to get involved and just do a blanket 100%. It's legal no matter where you are in the country, no matter what it is for, no ifs, ands, or buts. Full sweeping legalization. And then sell it and tax it just like you would a pack of cigarettes. Because then you'd make it so that your crime rate goes down drastically. Because, you know,
exactly.
90% of your traffic stops happen because some cop suspects that you're cheating in the seat. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Two, you've got all these people who smoke weed, a lot of them also smoke cigarettes. So you're double taxing on them. You're getting the marijuana tax and you're getting the cigarette tax. And what does that provide? Number three, income for the country and the state. And there is where the key comes in. You're talking about, okay, I'm going to average it out. Let's just assume that each state has 100,000 active smokers, just an average, okay? You're talking 55 million people who are active smokers and active marijuana users, and these 5 million people, you know, if you tax it for $3 a pack, 5 million times 3 equals 15, so... And then most people buy multiple packs in a day, so multiply that by, say, 3 packs, and you're talking about $45 million just dropped into your pocket per day, and then you're talking, multiply that out by 365, and, well, I can do the calculations quick. In fact, I'm going to, just for argument's sake. So we're talking right around $16 billion.
Our debt will go down drastically.
$16.425 billion. Okay, now answer me this question. Is that Trump change?
No.
Certainly not.
Not by a long shot.
I just,
and And all that money goes back to into the debt.
And we have over $1 trillion in debt, so there has to be a way where it will decrease if they do this.
Exactly. And I mean, I'm not saying that it's going to be an overnight cure or anything, but when you tabulate it, when you get that $16 billion number that I had earlier, okay, so I'm going to do the calculation one more time just so I can get the number. So
well,
when you multiply
I have I was going to say, Frodo, I've got a great idea if they really want to go for this, if they would legalize marijuana and then use the proceeds of that to do something with. I have the perfect thing. It just crossed my mind, and it would be perfect. You'll want to make the world a happier place and a much better place, and everybody's just happy. Legalize marijuana, tax the royal shit out of it, and use that money to pay off everybody's student loan debts.
Perfect.
Good way to do it. Good way to do it. I love it. And you
it would
what?
Make the
Everyone?
World a much happier place.
Mm-hmm.
It would. And, you know, how many angry potheads do you see out there?
None.
You know, most potheads are the most chill motherfuckers you'll ever meet, you know? They'll sit at home and chief up and relax and not even care, you know? The only thing that they'll care about is, boom, 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 police, son of a bitch! You know? But in all honesty, it just makes logical, financial, and logical public safety.
Honestly, I have to admit that when I was a sophomore in high school, a junior, when I fell and took my ankle playing, I broke my ankle in seven different places playing basketball. Well, the doctor, he looked at me and said, "You're gonna be in so much pain." And next thing I know, he prescribed me some pot. And here I am going, okay, my dad is out of town, my mom is out of town, and I can't really do this on my own. Grandpa, of all people, is the one that taught me to do it. He took me out to the patio, and I lit up and I did it. And next day I know I'm laying flat on my back, and Grandpa's going like, okay, what do you see? I see a purple unicorn flying around, and it's like, okay, trying to get you inside.
But you know, like I said, we're not trying to say that we're not trying to make really hardcore statements. We're just putting our opinions out there. That's what this show really is. It's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
It's all our
opinion. I mean, ultimately,
it
would be big business, though, so I don't understand why people wouldn't go for it.
I know. It would be big business. I mean, hell, at least, and there's one advantage that I didn't even bring up, you know? As long as you keep the cigarette companies out of it, you know, we don't want R.J. Reynolds or Marlboro getting a hold of this at all, because you know what they'll do.
Oh,
I think that's part of the reason I don't think it's been fully legalized. The big cigarette companies want their money's worth, and if they can't nobody can.
Here's the thing this is the thing that scares me about giving any of this control to the big cigarette companies. Look what they've done to tobacco. They put arsenic. They put fucking formaldehyde. You know, they put so many chemicals in that shit.
They even have urea in that stuff.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said they even have urea and that stuff.
Yeah,
urea.
I know the case here in my hometown where a person was caught smoking pot. He had to go to court, I think, 3 days later, and the police officers were supposed to keep the evidence, but magically they say, well, it disappeared or it fell apart, and we're like, three guesses what those officers might have done with it.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it one little bit. I would not doubt it one little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They say they won't miss it, so they take it home for their own personal use.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and here's the thing that I really want, and I'm sorry, Allison, when I'm done with this, I'll shut up for a minute, but just if I may. What I really want is someone to control what goes in, okay? Right now, how it stands with the on-the-street vendors and shit, on-the-street people,
mm-hmm.
you got people who lace the shit and put, like, cocaine, heroin, speed, other shit in there that fucks you up and gets you hooked on these other harder drugs. That's really what scares me. Now, while I know that legalization wouldn't 100% kill all the street dealers, at
mm-hmm.
least that way you can have the assurance in some way, shape, or form that, you know, this stuff is at least somewhat safer.
Mm-hmm.
Have a point.
So, go ahead.
But two cents. How many times do people actually start using hardcore drugs after marijuana?
And that's how I think it happens.
Yeah, that's how they get started.
Is people will lace it, you know?
Which is unfortunate, but it happens.
Exactly.
I'm sorry, I had to add my two cents to Johnny's little comment about tofu sword tasting like chicken. Johnny, how would you know his sword tastes like chicken?
Yeah, that scared me earlier. I'm like, awkward.
Yeah, it was never. I don't think I would expect that coming from Johnny.
Yeah, that sounds more like something I'd say.
Or someone else
mm-hmm.
that
yeah,
we know,
yeah.
Swig.
Who?
Right.
The former host of Unscripted.
Oh, okay. You mean that person?
yeah, that person. You know, I'm not trying to be weird.
I'm just letting you guys. You guys chat.
Huh?
I'm just letting you guys chat and having a laugh tonight.
Oh, it's all right. If you want to join in, it's all good fun.
Yeah.
She's sitting back smoking some weed. That's
you.
What she's doing.
That one remark I wouldn't have expected from Johnny. I agree with what Frodo said, Swigs. It's something I would have expected from you.
Oh, Johnny's response
is... Especially seeing your sense of humor in the chat room.
Yeah, Johnny's response is, never mind, LOL.
I would never...
I'm still kind of like, okay, did this just happen?
Johnny, I'm just going to warn you right now, you're not going to live this down for a while. Fair warning.
No.
Hey, you know what happened? Johnny forgot to look down before he put his foot down.
Ooh.
He put his foot in it.
Yeah. Well, anyway, needless to say, we're about 5 minutes away from the end of the episode, so we're going to get some we're going to do some final thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we're doing
Allison,
two hour show.
Well, we did 2 hour yesterday, and afterwards I was talking to Allison, and I admit I felt drained. It, 2 hour episodes, you guys don't realize, those in the chat, in the screening room, and in the in the chat, you guys don't realize how hard it is to come up with enthralling radio for an hour and make it do it.
Okay, here's one more piece of news I really want to cover because Janet posted into Facebook. Candace woman finds a jungle cat in circus bathroom.
Yes, the tiger had escaped from the show, escaped from the circus. And they trapped it, the circus people trapped it. And they didn't have any place to put it, so they put it in the bathroom. This lady did not know that tiger was in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have shit kittens, more than kittens, if I'd have thought that thing. I'd have thought,
I think I would have flipped shit on something. I would have been the person that most people do not want to see.
Oh, I got one for you, guys. I got a little joke that one of my friends posted on her Facebook earlier. Now, mind you, she just had a kid. So this is her husband saying this to her, and it's just goofy as fuck. Hold on, I'm looking right here. Right around here. Come on, where is it? There it is. Okay, so her husband says, I want to get a sign that says, beware of cats. Baby is shady as fuck, too.
That was Erica and her husband.
Yep, you know who I'm talking about. And yes, this is the person that I call Dante occasionally. And
we love Dante.
Dante is hilarious.
You know, honestly, I would not be surprised if they actually put that on their house.
Don't say.
You know what? I guess it would depend on the neighborhood.
No, it wouldn't.
I don't think Erica would give a shit less what neighborhood she lived in.
Yeah.
Johnny, if you bring out a show called Shit Johnny Says, I think I'd still listen. I'm sorry, but that'd be a funny ass show. I'd be cracking up.
Same here.
Yeah, Chris, I have to agree with you 100% on what you're saying about the Excel driver.
The what?
You know what I'm talking about?
Just saw that posted by JE Fusion, and I'm like, why so expensive? I understand why, but still, why so expensive? My wallet is crying. My wallet is crying. Why do you do this to me, Bandai?
It's 10,000 yen, which roughly estimates out to about 100 bucks.
Aw, there.
Guys, I guess it's time we better get going. We're less than 45 seconds away from the end of the episode. So
yep.
I guess y'all know what that means. We all know it. We all love it. So hit it, buddy.
A-N-C. Proto, Allison, Heather, Shirley, Chris, Lashana. They're never afraid to speak their mind. AMC Press Live. Go.
Bye, everybody.
Thanks for calling you down.
And nice hearing you, Swift.
Yeah.
And remember, everyone, you're always welcome to come in at any time and chill out with us in the chat, in the call. We're always welcome callers. But we'll see y'all tomorrow. And hopefully the chat will work.
Will not be effing up tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah. I hate that. Bye now. Take care,
bye.
Everybody.
See you later.
Later.
Good night.